producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Angela, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Angela.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. How am I to help?
I got a question.
Okay.
I was diagnosed in July with breast cancer.
Hmm.
And I started chemotherapy in August. And I went for 6 chemo treatments. Out of the 6, my one and only sister went to 3 of the treatments with me.
Okay.
At the cancer center, the nurses there they definitely grew fond of both of us. She would make a cake the night before, bring it in, share the recipe with them. They would hug us, talk to us.
They were just wonderful yeah.
nurses.
Yeah.
Well, I got done with my chemo treatments. I had my surgery. I'm starting radiation next week, but I'm doing real well. But meanwhile, January 28th, my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer and bone cancer. So these nurses, they know about it because I go there, I get my port flushed, and since I told them about my sister, they are avoiding me. I was there yesterday. They waved from a distance to me, and they had someone new come and flush my port out for me.
Oh.
And I'm thinking it's because they want to detach themselves.
Well, let me tell you a quick story about that, okay? And I promise I'll come right back to you on this one, but my last night on the air, I was very lucky in San Francisco in that my boss trusted me enough to put me on the air so I could actually say to my listeners, look, this is my last night, don't worry about me, I'll be okay. But the deal that I made with my audience that night was, I'm telling you this because I want you to know, and I've always been honest with you, but what I don't want to do is talk about me tonight. Let me do what I know how to do, which is to help you. A little girl called up. She was, I think she was 11 years old. She was calling from Seattle, and she had leukemia. And she was calling because she was a brave little kid, and she said the doctors and the nurses were mad at her. They wouldn't talk to her. And I said, now this was an 11-year-old, and I said, the doctors and nurses are trained to help people get better. And when somebody can't get better, they don't know quite what to do about it. And they're human beings. And so sometimes it's not that they don't care about you and you didn't do anything wrong and they're not mad at you. They just don't know quite how to deal with this. And so I said, what you can do is say to the nurse or to the doctor, did I do something to make you angry with me? And then they will understand how they're behaving and how you feel about it. And I took a break and get a call from a nurse who is in the hospital who's charged with this kid's care. And she just happened to be on a break and heard the phone call. And she was in tears, and she said, we just love this kid so much, and we don't feel like there's much we can do for her. And the kid knew that she was dying. And I've never forgotten that call, and I think what's going on here is very likely, I think you've already diagnosed it, that there really is a detachment going on of, we can deal with Angela, but we don't have any way of directly dealing with her sister, and if it's breast cancer and already metastasized to bone, that there's a less good prognosis for her sister maybe than for her, and we just really don't know how to deal with this. But what I would suggest you do is exactly what I suggest the 11-year-old do, is to go up to your favorite nurse and say, I know this is really awful information for you to have and for me to have, but I sort of have the feeling that you're mad at me about this. And I would be a little stupid and not so cheerful about this, but I would be a little stupid because I think your analysis is exactly point on, that they're detaching a bit. Because if they're oncology nurses, they have to deal with this all the time. And they feel they can deal with you, but they can't deal with the sister. They're not going to necessarily... Is she going to go there for treatment? Sounds like not.
No, she's going to another facility. And the one did tell me when I told her that she was going, she's going to a bigger hospital.
Right.
And I don't want to say the name of it, but anyway, she said to me, she said, we would love to have her here. We would take such good care of her here.
Uh-huh. I think that's true.
And I...
Go ahead.
And I said, I know, they've taken excellent care of me. They've become like our friends, you know. And like they would look forward to her coming in every time with the treatment because she got a big platter of cookies or a big platter of cake, homemade cake.
All right, and that may be part of it in addition to the issue of detachment and, you know, that your sister, it sounds like, is in more trouble than you are. And she's just beginning the process. But it also may be that there's added into that, there's a little competition between hospitals that always goes on about, you know, who do we give the best care and how come she didn't come here. But I mean, that's their problem, not yours. You're the patient. You deserve...
But I go there. Quite frequently, like next week I'll start my radiation.
Exactly.
And I'll be going for 33
But
treatments.
Honey, that's what I'm
and
telling you.
How
I'm
do
telling
I
you
see
that you need to say to them, this really hurts my feelings, that, you know, I really counted on you. I know that you love my sister. I have nothing to do with my sister's choices. I need for you guys to stay involved with me. Call them on it in the same way that the 11-year-old did, just because
okay.
I don't think that they realize what they're doing. They're wrapped up in their own particular worldview. But so what? You're the patient. You need this. And I would just grab the one that you like the best by the shoulders or the lapel, by her white lab coat, at least metaphorically, and say, look, I know you guys are upset about my sister. I'm upset about my sister. I wish she were here with me as well, but I need you guys to be as warm and as loving as you were before. And maybe taking some donuts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. I will.
Right. Let me just take a moment and talk about that whole issue of illness and people distancing themselves, because I hear it all the time. I hear it not only when someone is ill, but also when someone's hospitalized or someone has died, and, you know, what do I say to the survivors? I think the deal is showing up is 80% of it. That finding the right words, there are sometimes no appropriate words. There's just showing up, and we need to remind ourselves that the skin is the largest organ of our body, and sometimes just touching somebody, just hugging somebody, just showing up is all that's really required. And the notion that somehow you would say the wrong thing or the right thing might take away somebody's unhappiness is a defense mechanism. What we need to do is just show up. And I think with the healthcare professionals, underneath their lab coats and their stethoscope, are human beings. And we know that oncology is a particularly difficult burnout profession. That people, huge number of stress-related illnesses, including headaches and ulcers and heart problems. But that still doesn't excuse somebody from the responsibility. And sometimes we just need to remind them. And we don't need to be confrontational about it. We just need to remind them that we need some help and that they've been able to offer something incredibly valuable in the past. And we need to revisit that. And you don't have to be whiny about it. You don't have to be, again, confrontational or angry. But that people are human beings, regardless of their title or their job description. But it doesn't mean that they can't get wrapped up in their own issues and lose sight of what's really important. So reminding them gently, and especially in a positive way, of saying, you know, this means so much to me, I really need to go back and revisit that. Yeah, and I think most of us, especially if somebody isn't making us feel like a complete jerk, are fairly willing to hear that. You know, someone once talked to me about it as a gratitude sandwich of saying, you know, that you lead with, this is really important to me, you've really done a great job, and with the criticism being in the middle of the gratitude sandwich, because most of us are not all that responsive to someone saying, you blew it, or, you know, this makes me unhappy. But if we can make somebody feel that there's a safe place, that we are not condemning them, we're not angry with them, we're not necessarily judging them, we're just asking something different from them than what they're offering. I mean, just think about how you respond to it. If somebody says, boy, that was really stupid, you're going to have a very different response than if they said, wow, you know, I'm so used to you being, you know, happy or cheerful or outgoing or generous. Is there something going on? Because this would really make a difference to me, is going to feel very different than just being critical of somebody or being unhappy to somebody. Okay, most of us are willing to be corrected as opposed to judge or criticized. I know, fine distinction.
And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're kind of doing your kind of, this is National Farm Joke Day, so we could only come up with Shane's silly farm joke. I can think of one, but it doesn't have much to do with farms, so I guess I can't do it. I was going to say, do you know how you make a baby buggy?
How's that?
Drive, no, I just did it wrong. Do you know how you drive a baby buggy?
How's that?
tickle its little feet. But that's sort of farm-esque, but not really.
Pretty right, close, so. Yeah.
Thank good, you. All right. Well. So let's finish up with bumper stickers. Here's a good one. This could be a farm joke.
Okay.
This is time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. That's pretty good. That's Groucho
Marx. That's really good, yeah.
Thank
I like
you.
That
all
one.
All right, there we go.
A couple more bumper stickers. Let's see. Wait, where is this? Whoops. I'm clicking on the mouse here.
All right, here, you do that. Our lives begin to end the moment we become silent about the things that matter. That's Martin Luther King Jr. That's a pretty good one.
Very good, yeah. Okay, here's one. Signals mean, quote, please let me in, not speed up.
Yeah. That was the one that caution means go as fast as you can through the light.
Right.
There you go.
Here's another one. Say what you mean what you say. I think I've heard
Amen.
A lot of people say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
All right. My least favorite bumper sticker of the universe is, it is what it is.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? It's not what it isn't? I mean, that statement just drives me nuts.
That's a double negative.
Thank you.
It's not what it isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Make every day count. That
okay.
You can go a lot of different ways with that one.
Okay.
All you need is within you. Believe and receive.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Let's see. I've got some here. How people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours.
Yeah.
I think that's true. That's Wayne Dyer, who's a bud. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. That's Will Rogers. Pretty good.
Here's one from Jerry.
Okay.
If it's snowing and you're driving slower than 5 miles an hour under the posted speed limit, go back home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they've just changed they've just dropped the speed limit in New York from 35 to 25 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because I'm one of those people. I must admit, I have somewhat of a lead foot. And when they dropped the speed limit from 65 to 55, I was, you know, one of those people who said, oh, I can't believe you do this. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And it turns out traffic deaths went down by like a third or something.
Mm. Wow.
That isn't the reason they did it. They did it because of the gas crisis. And it turns out you burn most efficiently at about 55 miles an hour.
Hmm.
But that was pretty interesting. It's pretty hard to argue with that.
Yeah, no
Not
kidding.
Impossible, but there you go. All right, what else you got?
No more nanny laws.
Well, that's got to be a New York sticker. All right, here's what we got. Go placidly among the noise and haste and remember what peace there may be in silence. That's not a bad one. It's hard for me to sort of accept that. But, it's not that I argue with it. It's just hard. Are you a silent kind of guy? Well, because you're a guy, you're probably more silent than I am.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right.
Here's one more. This is the last one I've got. Live webcam on board, front and back. In other words, don't try anything funny.
Yeah, exactly. Life is short and unpredictable, therefore eat dessert first. That's me.
Hmm.
Here's a cool one from Bear Bryant, who sort of ended. He's kind of one of those role models because he was really famous. Except, do you remember what he ended his career on?
I don't.
He slapped one of the players.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he ended his career. When you make a mistake, there are only three things all people should do about it: admit it, learn from it, don't repeat it.
Huh. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I can remember we were talking about famous coaches ending their career ignominiously. Don't you love that word?
Yeah.
Is because in fact there's a documentary coming out about Joe Paterno called Happy Valley, which I've seen, which is a really really good documentary.
Sure.
It brings out some things that I guess weren't really brought out. I mean, part of it living so close to the situation here, but that was a big story a couple of years ago.
Right.
And a bunch of people, because my program is heard in Pennsylvania. And the thing that I remember that came to mind when we were talking about this is a woman who was a graduate student at Penn State, and it was just heartbroken, was just devastated. And I've never forgotten her comment. She said that her dad taught her that the mark of a man is what they do to little people when no one's watching.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, that sort of something
resonates.
To remember. You know, what people's public face is and what their private face are not necessarily the same.
Yeah.
If you don't ask, you won't get. Following the crowd will lead you nowhere. If you do not want to live an ordinary life, you must do extraordinary things.
I like that one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. You know who said that? That's kind of interesting. Margaret Mead.
Hmm.
My best example of that is Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah.
Changed the whole perception of driving in this country and drinking.
Yeah.
There was one mom in California whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver, and she changed everything. In the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. Albert Camus.
Hmm.
It's very Camus, very existential. Decisions should move you towards what you want, not just away from something you don't want.
Right.
That's true. That's
yeah,
a good one.
That's really good.
With love, you have all the power. Well, that someone else just said that, right?
Hmm.
You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. I believe that. You are able to say to yourself, I've lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. Eleanor Roosevelt said that. I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That it's one of my examples of that I've mentioned, you know, numerous times. I'm a bit claustrophobic. And I was down at the pit on September, the day after September 11th. And they'd evacuated the building three times during the day for structural instability. And I thought, you know, dying is one thing. Being buried alive, I don't know. And I remember standing there and thinking, look, nobody will know or care if you go in this building or not.
Right.
But you have to decide and just do it or don't do it. And it's completely up to you. It doesn't make any difference. And my claustrophobia has never been nearly as bad since then. Because you just, you know, you sort of look at the thing that bothers you the most and sort of think, okay, what am I going to do about this? And it changes everything.
Yeah.
It does.
Hmm.
This is Irma Bonbeck. This should be funnier given who she is, but I actually met her. She's a really cool woman. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and say, I used everything you gave me.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To be yourself in a world that's constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Ralph Waldo Emerson. These are all famous quotes. These are good bumper stickers to have.
Yeah.
There are only two things I know to be infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and I'm not sure about the former. That's one of my favorite Albert Einstein story. One year I was a judge for the Clio Awards, which are ads, and the one that won that year is a backlight lit picture of Albert Einstein with his hair, you know, his like bozo hair. And mm-hmm. The statement was, the bad haircut could make anybody look stupid. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I've got a half hour left with you. You've got something on your mind? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. You are fantastic.
Well, I have
a couple of quick questions about my kids. My first, my son, who's five, sometimes when he has to do something that he really doesn't want to do, he just says, I hate you, Mommy. I want a new Mommy. I wish I had a different family. What's the proper way for me to respond to that?
I would say, you know what? I'm not always crazy about you either, Cherub. But, you know, I mean, the thing is that he will say that because I think what we don't say to our kids is no, you don't, because, I mean, he knows his own feelings, and does that mean that he won't love you the next second? No, it means that he probably will love you the next second, but I think we give our kids permission to be angry and say, you know, sometimes I'm not crazy about you. I always love you, but sometimes when you make me angry as well, and then you go on.
Okay, and then at what age, he's very much fearful of the dark, at what age should he outgrow that?
What does that mean?
Well, he won't go upstairs by himself. Like, if somebody go with him, he'll go upstairs to his room or whatever.
Well, I would give him maybe for Christmas he gets a Darth Vader magic monster flashlight, and he gets, and he, you know, whenever he gets big and brave and he goes upstairs by himself, he gets gold stars and whatever. Don't bring him into your bed at night. He's allowed to have a nightlight. The human beings, it's very atavistic that, you know, that we're afraid of the dark because human beings depend on our vision much more. We don't have a very good sense of smell. We don't have a very good sense of hearing. Our sense of touch is not very protective. So we depend on our eyes. So human beings have always been afraid of the dark. But I think what you do is empower him by, you know, letting him have this Darth Vader magic saber, and he gets to, you know, take two big steps and go, and then tomorrow gets to take three big steps, and then he gets a present.
Okay, great.
Alrighty.
And when, of all the books you've written, what's the one best suitable for me and my children that are 5, 3, and 1?
Dating for Dummies. No, I'm kidding. How many of your kids are males?
All three boys.
Well, you may want to read It's a Jungle Out There, Jane, Understanding the Male Animal. Some reason, that's, because it really talks about the difference between men and women, and that, you know, the notion is that we are really hardwired differently. It doesn't mean that we both shouldn't be raising kids and we both shouldn't be making the same money for doing the same work. It just means that we've actually been, you hear me all the time saying, when you're going to talk with a man about something, don't do it face-to-face. Do it side-by-side. It makes all the difference in the world. So, yeah, I'd try It's a Jungle Out There, Jane.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Alrighty. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Roxanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you, Roxanne?
A little confused, a little annoyed.
All right, what can I help you with?
Well, I have these two friends, and we all, maybe about a year ago, a little more, used to be, you know, very good friends.
Right.
They have started to fight. They're grown. They're in their mid-20s. Have started, you know, fighting amongst themselves and gossiping like children, and I'm still very close friends with both of them, and it's really irritating me. I can't...
All right, let me tell you what you do. Now, understand that neither of them are going to be happy about this, but it's the only possible way you have of saving friendships with both, not to mention either of them, because at some point you're going to dump them otherwise.
Yeah.
What you say is, you know what? I love you both. I understand you don't love each other. I'm not going to choose sides. I will talk with you about anything on the face of the planet except each other. And they're going to get, I guarantee you, they're going to get teary-eyed, but I thought you were my friend, and this is really important to me, and you're going to say, you know what? I love you dearly. This is, you can see what this is, a face-to-face conversation. So you can look into their eyeballs, hug them around the shoulders and say anything but each other. And you know, this also works if parents go through a divorce or through a tough time. It gets you out of the middle. You do not want to be in the middle, because no matter what happens, you lose. They feel better once they've unloaded on you. They very well may get back together, but they'll both be mad at you endlessly. So there's just no percentage in it. Right? So just say to both of them independently, face to face, love you both. We'll listen to you talk about anything but each other. And maintain it, honey.
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Absolutely. All right.
And if you have a party, for example, and want to invite them both, and they say, well, I'm not coming. She's, you know, if she's coming, say, listen.
That's a huge problem.
But let me tell you, see, I knew that. That's why I offered it to you, is to say, listen, I'd love for you both to come. You can work it out. One of you can come early. One of you can come late. You know, my job is to invite the people I love to my party, and I love you. If you want to come, fine. If you don't want to come, that's okay, too.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
I think your stomach hurt a lot less, Cookie.
I'm sure.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If I told you you could get beautiful window treatments from guys who've been doing this for 15 years, you could do it out of your own home, no stress about going to a store, finding a place to park, that you could get free samples so you could hold them up to your furniture, see what worked well for you, feel the material. They actually have dedicated customer care team of window treatment experts, and they're all there for you for free. Then you would say, oh, you must be talking about blindsgalore.com. You would be so right. They also have a guarantee. If you don't love what you order, you can exchange it for something you do love. So it'll be perfect. So for free samples, free shipping, free window expertise, amazing prices, go to blindsgalore.com. One more time, that's blindsgalore.com. And you know what? Tell them I sent you.
85599 Dr. Joy.
So what's on your mind, Jim?
A gentleman had called in, and he was in a relationship with his wife that where she wanted to fool around and have boyfriends, and he was against this, yet he was still seeing her.
Yeah.
She wanted to keep him around.
Right.
And you gave him the advice, either you stay or you go. You know, it's pretty much a, you know, cut and dry situation. And the advice was perfect. And I did this better than 30 years ago, about 34 years ago.
You had a wife that was messing around?
Oh, big time. I was putting her through college, and she was dating her professor.
Who?
I found out about it, and I also ultimately found out through other boyfriends as well.
Oh, dear.
So we split up. We separated and ultimately got a divorce. But she still wanted to see me. She wanted me there. We had two children.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you can stay involved with the children without staying involved with the parent of the children.
Well, I found this out. But I tried it for a little bit. I said, no, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I said, make a choice. I'll be here for you, no problem. The children are mine. There's no problem with that either. But it's either me or them. I said, it's that simple.
And what did she choose?
Well, she chose them.
Yeah.
I said, fine, and I walked away.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah, I think it's just, you know, we come in the middle sometimes, and that life is a whole lot of fish or cut bait, I think, that you just decide. I mean, you have to differentiate between what you hope will happen and what's likely to happen. And, I mean, that you know, we get caught in that, well, gee, maybe things will change or it'll be different at some point. And the behavior we can control is our own, nobody else's. So.
Well, I hoped, but it didn't, so I moved on. She moved away, told the children I wasn't their father, tried to get between me and them. They're 42 and 39 now. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, sounds like.
We're married 9 years, but whatever. You know, it happens. I remarried at 32. I was 28, so at 32 I remarried. This was 30 years ago. This July. Still with her. Three more children. Love them dearly.
So your point is that at some point you make the decision to one way go one way or the other, as opposed to kind of hanging on with the idea being that, well, maybe if I'm a nice enough guy, they'll come to their senses. Doesn't happen that way. Jim, thanks for being patient. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, the notion that somehow I can guilt somebody into loving me or guilt somebody into staying with me. You know, I don't even know where we got that idea. All you have to do is remember when your mother was trying to guilt you into something when you were a kid. It just really doesn't work. It can make you feel terrible about yourself, but it doesn't really change the landscape. And do you really want someone staying with you because you've so crippled them by your judgment of them that they can't move? Is that really what we're looking for in relationships, folks? I don't think so. So, you know, I mean, you know, I remember I've said before that at one point in my career, I had an opportunity. I did a news talk show, which I know doesn't sound very much like me, and it wasn't. So, of course, I sort of put my own spin on it, which is I would have people who wrote a book about something, and then I'd have them come take the opposite side of whatever their book was espousing. So I wasn't very popular, but it was at least interesting. And I remember somebody, and I'm trying to remember exactly what the context was, which probably doesn't really matter, but I said, well, you know, how do you deal with somebody who feels that they've just been dumped by the love of their life? And they said something which I think is really remarkable and true, so it makes it memorable, which is that you never go backward in a relationship. Once you've been with somebody who will treat you well, you'll never go back to somebody who's going to treat you badly. Once you've been with somebody who doesn't chew with their mouth open, you're never going to go back to somebody who does. So the idea being that whenever you get dumped, what you need to do is say, at least in retrospect, if not at the time, thank you, because you're going to go on and find somebody better. And even if you don't find somebody better, you're going to feel better about yourself. And, you know, so the next time things are not going well in a relationship, decide, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if I want to stay, how do I work and make it better? But if you're going to go, the idea being you don't necessarily have to blame anybody. You can just decide this isn't viable and, you know, I'm willing to let go of it because it's not workable. Not that I'm a bad person or they're a bad person or I'm going to make them love me more. Just, it's not workable. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I do want to finish up because there are a couple of more really cool bumper stickers I found. This one's pretty cool because I think next week, because Thanksgiving, we're probably going to do a program on gratitude. The things you take for granted, someone else is praying for. But it's the truth, don't you think? For every complex problem, there's an answer that is clear, simple, and completely wrong. be sure where you step. Step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. That's from Dr. Seuss.
That's very good.
Here's a good one. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. For beautiful eyes, look for the good in others. For beautiful lips, speak only words of kindness. For poise, walk with the knowledge that you were never alone. Audrey Hepburn.
Hmm. Very good.
Here's a good one. This one seems particularly appropriate for the program. You own everything that happened to you. Tell your stories. If people wanted you to write warmly about them, they should have behaved better.
I have one that I posted on my Facebook page.
Okay, what did you do?
You know, I mean, when I posted it, I wasn't thinking of it as an idea for a bumper sticker, but it kind of crossed my mind.
Okay.
Talk is cheap, actions are expensive, and only a few of us can afford the latter.
Well, I don't know. I feel a little offended that you would call me cheap. But I guess I can live with that.
I'm not
Shane,
calling you cheap.
Put a demerit on his. No, I get what you're saying. I agree with you. Be careful. All right, now this is the Shane part of the program. Here are some farmer jokes. Can you believe I could find farmer jokes?
Oh boy!
All right, here we go. Shane, you have to answer these. Why shouldn't you tell? These are actually riddles. More. Why shouldn't you tell a secret on a farm? Because the potatoes have eyes and the corn have ears. Nobody has mouths, so you're okay. Why did the scarecrow win the Nobel Prize? Because he was outstanding in his field.
Nice.
What day do potatoes hate the most? Friday.
That's a
Shane
good one.
Started this. It's not really my fault. What farm animal keeps the best time? A watchdog.
Very good.
Did you hear about the magic tractor? It turned into a field. Why do farmers
really good?
Yeah, why do farmers? What do farmers use to make crop circles? A protractor.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's the best one so far.
Yeah.
What is the scarecrow's favorite fruit? Strawberries.
Yeah.
This is a very good one, Shane. This is just for you. If a cow laughed really hard, would milk come out of her nose? That's an utterly upsetting thought. Get it?
Yeah.
Why did the cow jump over the moon? The farmer had cold hands.
Oh, boy.
What's the best part of farming? Getting down and dirty with my hose. Oh, that's a terrible one. Sorry, I didn't read that ahead of time. What kind of pigs know karate? Pork chops.
Ah, yeah.
This is. I'm going to skip this one. What new crop did the farmer plant? Beats me. Who? We can tell it appeals to you. Who tells chicken jokes? Comedians.
Of course.
What kind of things does a farmer talk about when he's milking cows? Utter nonsense. We got this one. Why can't the bankrupt cowboy complain? He got no beef. What happened when the farmer crossed a chili pepper, a shovel, and a terrier? Okay, a chili pepper, a shovel, and a terrier. He got a hot diggity dog.
Wow.
Farmers earn a meager salary, come home beat, and just want to read the pepper, turn if the covers, on dive in bed. That one takes too much trouble. What did the baby corn say to mama corn? Where's popcorn? Why did the pig take a bath? The farmer said hogwash. All right, just getting a little other thing. Why do cows like being told jokes? Because they like being amused. What do you call you guys are dead, huh? What do you call a horse that lives next door? A neighbor. What's a sheep's favorite game? Badminton. Stop me before I do any more of these. Why did the police arrest the turkey? They suspected of foul play. All right, let's see if I can find these. Go on and on. All right, let's see if hopefully this one. Three girls named Marie, Alexis, and Taylor were driving through the country when all of a sudden their car stalls. Marie remembers seeing a farm a little way back, so she and Alexis walk to the farm, leaving Taylor guarding the car. When Marie and Alexis get to the farm, they tell the farmer what happened. The farmer raises a gun to their head and tells them to get a fruit, vegetable, whatever, just get something from the garden. Marie grabs a turnip, and Alex grabs a single grape. Just as they come back from the farmhouse, Taylor walks in. He tells Taylor to do the same as they just did, and Taylor heads off toward the garden. While she's out in the garden, the farmer tells Marie and Alex, I should have read this ahead of time. Never mind. Sorry about that. I knew, basically, it's a farmer's daughter thing. All right, I'm not going to read any more.
They can be kind of tricky sometimes.
Yeah, those are kind of tricky. This is what happens when you don't read things ahead of time. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good, Karen. How may I help you?
I'm going to ask you the question first, and then I'll tell you the situation. What am I doing wrong? I know I'm doing it wrong, and how do I stop?
Okay.
I have an 18-year-old daughter who has been involved in a relationship with a gentleman who just turned 23. It was through a work relationship that they met. Unfortunately, they were both involved in breakup situations when they met, which was the number one no-no, and we kept telling them no, 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 besides the fact of the age difference. Us as parents were kept saying, no, don't do this, it's not good. Both wonderful people, both of the age differences and all the other differences have come to fruition here for them, and it's a really bad situation because my daughter, who's the 18-year-old, is trying to not be with him, and he basically crashes and burns when she tries to get away by saying, you know, I don't want to be together, I don't want to date or whatever. And when I say crashes and burns, I mean literally falls into a puddle of tears, can't function, can't work, can't talk.
Well, he needs a therapist, but that's exactly. Called emotional blackmail. So what specifically is the question, Karen?
Well, the question is that I, as the parent here, and we do like him very much, he's a very nice person, mm-hmm. but I don't want him to crash and burn to the tragic point of something where he's going to come to hurt himself, and that's going to be obviously a tragedy for him and then a tragedy for her.
Yeah, I mean, I would,
well.
Listen, it sounds like you like this guy, and yeah. I would take him out for a cup of coffee and say, look, this relationship, how long have they been together?
It's going about a year, kind of, technically,
okay.
sort of.
Yeah, I would just say, and why are they breaking up?
She doesn't want to be with him.
Okay. I'd take him out for coffee and say, look, she's just young. Think of who you were 5 years ago. And you need a therapist. And nobody knows what the future's going to be. But the best way, people don't fall in love with somebody because they feel sorry for them. You need to find yourself a therapist and get straight with yourself so that you're okay. And who knows, maybe get back in touch with her in a year. But right now, she's just too young that you've already essentially, I mean, you've had a whole life experience that she hasn't had yet. But I would take him out for coffee and say, that it's not a good idea to try and make her feel sorry for you. We actually talked about that earlier in the program. Let's find you a therapist, get you feeling good about yourself, and see what the future will bring. All right? If we need to talk about it tomorrow, Manuel, get your number. We'll talk to you in the morning. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.